This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Dex Stephens Good Day program. I can't tell you that I know what's going on because I wasn't listening to what all of you were talking about. Doing
we're all here with you.
All right.
We're all here, Doug.
There's Roberta and Jennifer. Rich, you'll be around. I talked to him yesterday on the phone. I just was on the phone with the doctor at the hospital where Charlotte is, and she said to me, and by the way, very interesting, there's not one man in this hospital. Not one. There is all women, all the doctors and women. I ran into one fellow, I think, when I on the staff, I was looking at the wall. For those of you who are just joining us, I don't want to go back through the story of Charlotte that I told in the last hour. You can go to hour number 3 of Monday. But the bottom line is, with Kenny telling me there were thousands of Facebook posts about Charlotte and the fact that she was involved in a really bad accident here Friday afternoon on the farm, and the fact that it was touch and go with her for a while, and the fact that there's probably not much more that I believe in over and above the power of prayer. And if there's, I was just telling Meredith, when you think of what Kenny said about the thousands of posts on Facebook, how that is applied to any living thing, animals that you love, human beings that you love. And I was sort of thinking in a strange way, Jennifer, we were talking about Casey Kasem in the last hour, mm-hmm. and what kind of shape he's in. What kind of a person would go around, the daughter saying that he was leaving, that he was so sick and he was going to die and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, putting negative energy
and
out.
Go, right, exactly.
Yeah.
And go through all of the public... I don't even know. It's embarrassment, I guess, as much as anything else. So this guy who's had the stupendous career that he's had, I think Jean, his wife, has lost it. And that's too bad because she's sort of playing this as much as she could. Or as Kenny pointed out, when you look at the itinerary that he's been on over the past month or two, maybe he just went to places that he always wanted to go. He's lucid. I mean, he's got some sort of dementia, but he's also alert and able to reason to a certain extent. And so all this back and forth, think about the energy that could have been used in a positive manner. If you think about the positive energy that's been directed towards Charlotte, who last Friday afternoon, if you'd have told me she would be alive today, then I would be bringing her home this afternoon. I wouldn't have said no, but I wouldn't have not been able to objectively look at that statement and rationally understand it, because there was nothing rational about what happened to her after the fact, and the fact that she's alive and is coming home today is nothing short of a complete miracle.
Here's the one question I forgot to ask you the other day, and I've been thinking about all weekend.
Yeah.
The accident that she got ran over.
Yep.
Who was driving the truck? You told me.
The same thing.
You told me who it was.
It was Eric.
Yeah, it was Eric. How is he doing?
Eric,
he has to be absolutely...
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
It's not his fault.
No, it wasn't actually. He... Charlotte, and this was part of her life on the farm. Brendan and I have gone over this. If we've gone over it once, 100 times, and Meredith and I too, the way Charlotte has lived her life, completely at ease and open and access to everything on the farm. She would go out in the morning, and she'd do her rounds. I could watch her sort of from where I am. If I had the door open, I can see out the back door on the front porch, and she wanders over to the barnyard, She smells, sniffs, does whatever it is in and out of the barn, walks all around the barn. It takes about an hour to do her morning routine. So it's not, and then during the day she'll go over there, but if I'm not there, she doesn't really go and spend much time. She'll go over and then she'll come back again. And Friday, after I get off the air, I wandered over to get the kids to pick up on a few jobs, and Charlotte was over there. And when she came back, because she's not hearing and seeing as well, what she's used to is the sound of the engine in my truck. And when she hears that, she comes, she's always come, excuse me, like if she was in the back side of the house and I didn't want to go look for her, I'd just start the truck. And she'd hear the engine, and she'd dart right, run to the truck, and then jump in it. So what Eric was doing was working in the garage part of the barn, and he put some stuff on the truck, and they started the engine of the truck and drove around the corner. Well, Charlotte happened to be at the corner, and she heard the truck start, and she walked toward it. And that's really what happened. So after that event, Eric, Eric has been here for 10 years. Edgar, he was a kid that had just a lot of stuff going on with him, and he came here and found himself, I think, in many ways, and has come and gone, but he always has found a place here. He's a really good kid, he just went into the woods and disappeared. I called him on the phone when I found out how she was doing, and said it wasn't his fault. He wasn't being careless, he wasn't being reckless, it was all of us acknowledging that what had to happen with Charlotte. I was about to grab her and go get in the truck. I said to her when I walked out of the house, I opened the door of the truck, I said, jump in the truck and I'll be right back. Well, she didn't want her, she followed me. So it was one of those things. But I've beaten myself up about this, as I said to you on the phone, Richie. And I think I may have... Oh, no, I didn't say it to you, Roberta. But it's gone over and over and over in my mind what happened and how it could have been avoided if I'd have just put her in the truck.
But you can't control everything in life like that.
No, but you know what? The bigger lesson here is what she's been teaching us all of our lives. We all have found things, hopefully we have, we've found in our life an inspiration. Now, this dog is, it's beyond comprehension. The fact that she's 14 and...
Yeah, you tell everybody a 14-year-old bulldog, and they're like,
amazing.
What?
Yeah, and that's what the people said at the vets. They look at her, and they see what kind of shape she's in, and they understand her. I mean, this dog, I don't want to describe what happened and what came of it and how her body and her head has responded to this. I mean, you can't imagine, I don't think any of us can, how her head feels and the hurt that's there. And yet, when I went in there last night, we had done it the night before, Meredith went and got some baby food. And so we had the baby food and the Easley ice cream that she loves, and that's how she started to eat. Mm-hmm. And she gets her medication orally last night.
The fact that she's eating is such a good
thing. The fact that she's eating, mm-hmm, and her system is functioning, everything is going in one end, coming out the other. That is amazing. And that she'll be able to come home this afternoon. I mean,
Given her a pretty incredible life, Dougie, and I wouldn't want to leave it. I mean, she's ready to stick around for a while more.
She is. So, the kids were worried that I had my expectations were too high, and I don't think that that's the case. I'm letting her set she always has set the board as to however high she wanted it to be. So, anyway, but the thing I'm most grateful for, the wonderful expressions, I loved Roberta's and Jennifer's. Richie and I have talked, and Kenny posted that when I sent it to him, and we've had, Kenny said, thousands of people who have...
Ken was not sure if you've seen yet, but you better call Doug.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let's see what's going on here.
Yeah. What do you mean?
he alerted me to what was going on with Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
Anyway, so there are so many hopes and dreams and things that she will continue to teach us, I'm sure. It's just a different reality of having to deal with her and have a dog that doesn't have... Well, Mary's been getting all these books about dogs that don't have sight. And I talked to Warren Eckstein about whether we should have a companion dog for her or not. But what more they're saying is that she's very likely to have sight in the one eye that they saved. And so we'll see. Mandy, my niece who runs the store, just walked in here, is looking at where Charlotte's chair was in the studio. We've taken it out because she can't climb up on it. And there's a pile of dust under there. Because that chair hasn't been moved for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I haven't touched it for 10 years. Anyway, so thank you. God love you and God love her. 17 after.
Do you have too much credit card debt and outstanding medical bills? Are you getting collection calls? Do you feel overwhelmed? You are not alone. Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will work with your creditors so you don't have to negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments that will fit your budget and stop those annoying collection calls, providing you with a plan to become debt-free amazingly fast. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditor. There is no hard sale, no big upfront fees, and we are truly here to help you. But you have to make the call. If your resolution for 2014 is to get out of debt and stay out, call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace, in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 800-USA-MATH. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be prepared and one step ahead. Call now, 800-USA-MATH. That's 800-USA-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find his houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Summer's the time to save. So hurry into your local club to find amazing limited-time offers. Pick up 80% Angus ground chuck for only $2.98 a pound. Or save on delicious boneless, skinless chicken breast, just $1.88 a pound. Join Sam's Club today and get summer cooking. With incredible prices on premium meats, the freshest produce, and more. Join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster type.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
Roberta Bessarelli.
Father's Day deals from the queen of cheap. Here we go, baby cakes.
Father's Day coming up next weekend, so you better get off your butt if you haven't done anything yet for Father's Day, and we've got some ideas for you here. We've got a custom photo travel mug. If Dad drives to work, you can give him his coffee and his mug, and it can have, like, your photo on it, or your parrot's photo on it, or somebody's photo on it, but it's only $5 plus shipping and handling, so it's a great deal. We have the coupon code for you at DougStefan.com. If you're looking for some crafts for the kids to do for Daddy, we have a free ebook, 16 Happy Father's Day Crafts for Kids. Also, if he's a fisherman, you're going to love this. Cabela's is having a huge Father's Day sale, all on fishing gear, up to 50% off, plus an extra 50% off with the coupon code that we have for you at DougStefan.com. Also, up to 50% off.
screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Sevens the day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Stevens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Stevens, good day. You and my love and I
Jennifer's moving, I know that.
You got it.
Yep. How many number one songs has J-Lo had?
I'm going to say at least 4 or 5.
4 or 5?
But definitely, I mean, more in the top 10. She's had a lot of hits.
Yeah. Well, she was supposed to perform in Thursday's World Cup opening ceremony, but that is not going to be the case. Officials announced over the weekend that she is withdrawn from the festivities and will not perform with rapper Pitbull and Brazilian singer Claudia Leitte. Is that how you pronounce her name? L-E-I-T-T-E?
Sure.
Yeah,
that's sounds
right.
Good to me.
Who knows? Right, exactly. Anyway, there were, I love this, production issues. Which means
her demands weren't met.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Those brown and green M&Ms weren't put in the dress.
No more green
right
M&Ms.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah, they brought out all those things. Anyway, so that's the J-Lo story. Melanie Griffith and Antonio, thank you, Doug.
Antonio Banderas.
Banderas have called it quits after 18 years of marriage.
Really?
Yes.
That's a surprise to me. They seemed happy for
they
a little while.
They did seem happy. Yeah, that is kind of a sad
and
thing.
And 18 years, I mean, in Hollywood, that's like 4 lifetimes.
Well, they had a daughter when they first got married, and although it seems kind of silly, Melanie was going to try to get custody of her, but she turns 18 in a month or two, so why would you bother with all that foolishness? Yeah,
yeah,
it's really kind of silly. So, Jen, or maybe Roberta, you'd be better at this, the Tony Awards last night. I don't know, nor do most of us have a serious interest in the Tonys.
Yeah, I don't know why they even bother with it, you know, on televising it, but, you know.
Well,
they get more they get more respect than the daytime Emmys. Look, that's going online now.
That's true.
Yeah. So the best play was All the Way.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about that?
I haven't seen it.
Best musical, The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Yeah, that was a big
now,
surprise.
What a great idea.
What a surprise. It's a comedy.
Watch it, buddy.
So that was amazing. That's too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, you have to love.
Is there a woman?
Harris and Hedley.
Wait a minute. I want to know if there's a counter, a contretemps to this.
A
is
woman's
there
guide.
A woman's guide yeah. to love and murder?
No, that's called marriage.
That's just, yeah, right.
That's just life. You know, I think the most the fun thing that came out of it that I heard was Audra McDonald, who was the best performance by an actress in a leading role. She went up and thanked her parents, who obviously are both gone, I guess, because she said she thanks them in heaven. But she thanks them for not putting her on medication against doctor's orders and instead finding what she was really passionate about. Mm-hmm. I guess she was a super hyperactive kid until she
got
in theater.
How many children, though, I mean, when you get to the serious side of it,
yeah.
that's a lesson
get
for
medicated.
Life. How many? Yeah, exactly. That's something.
Hey, while we're here in celebrity land, anybody know what the latest is on Tracy Morgan? I mean, I heard he's broken ribs, broken leg, broken arm. Yeah. But
critical condition. But critical he's going to be okay.
He's responding,
he's
going to
be okay.
So he was struck with it.
I don't even understand how this happens unless the driver had fallen asleep.
That's what they're thinking. The driver of the rig has been charged with
truck.
Yeah, like involuntary manslaughter. But they think now that he fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
And hit
yeah.
Tracy Morgan's limo bus.
How do you not stop though with that in your wake? Like, how do you not stop?
Unless he's waiting for something to clear his system,
maybe.
What are you talking about? The driver of the Walmart truck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Best revival of a play in the Tony Awards was A Raisin in the Sun. Man, has that thing been around for a long time, right?
You're right. Yeah. It's a raisin.
Yeah. It's a... best revival of musical, Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Neil Patrick Harris. I am dying to see that.
Really?
Yeah, he plays a transvestite in it.
Really?
It's incredible.
That would be something that you'd be intrigued by. I know, Robert.
I don't know what that means.
28 after on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler is monitoring your social media input, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to all of us, Ken at DougSteffen.com, Rich at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, and Doug at DougSteffen.com. Thank you again for it. Maybe at some point we'll go back to Facebook. If there are other issues you want to talk about that people are mostly commenting on, but I'm guessing that we still have mostly Charlotte stuff on Facebook. Is that right, Kenny?
And there are a lot of comments about Charlotte.
Yeah. All right. So we're just holding a great thought for her. She's coming back from the hospital today. And thank you all for, I'm just looking at another note from the fellow that runs our station, WMEL, who has had some fun time with Charlotte. Hope she's feeling better. Yes. Thank you. All right. So let's get to something. There's good stuff from the Pope again. I believe this is good stuff anyway. You can tell me what you think. 888-302 Doug or any of the other connections that we have. The Pope told the Israeli and Palestinian presidents that peacemaking calls for courage. Courage is much more difficult than making war.
Huh.
Isn't that a profound... It is.
Yeah.
When you think about it. It really is. So the fact that he's focused on this, he seems to be very, very focused.
That's like, you know, walking up to somebody, tough guys,
yeah,
challenging them to be peaceful. You know, chicken.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
What's the matter, chicken? Can't be peaceful?
Yeah.
Have to go fight it out like a bunch of little kids?
He was talking to Israeli President Shimon Peres and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Had a meeting at the Vatican and invited the two of them to come. And they did, together. They walked in together. They sat together. They listened to the Pope together. It can't be anything bad that comes out of something like that under the circumstances. Robert Cooper, responsible for our thought for the day, Richie. It takes great goals to lead us out of our everyday limits into accomplishing more than we ever thought we could or would. That certainly could apply to what the Pope told these two from Israel and from the Palestinian, the side of Palestine where Hamas is not the biggest thing in town. And also applies to Charlotte, when you think about it. It takes great goals to lead us out of our everyday limits to accomplish. And I think that's what that's the lesson that she's teaching all of us at 14, that she could survive a horrendous accident and come back and want to be around. She so wants to be here. So think about what you can accomplish today and take Charlotte as an inspiration for that. Accomplish something more than you ever thought you could or would. If you can, if this dog can survive the kind of accident that she went through on Friday at her age, then you certainly can take a lot away from that and the words that Robert Cooper shares with us through me being able to just pass them along. The Tracy Morgan accident and the stories that are coming out now more about him. He's had a lot of serious surgery over the last day or so since the accident late Saturday night. But I was thinking about the fact that the Walmart truck ran into him and then thinking about some other things. And I don't wish, as much as I have said things that are derogatory or things that I find, frankly, not...
You did not like this guy as an actor. And still
no, I'm not talking about Tracy. I'm talking about Walmart. Myself around to a Walmart
They stood up. That's the one takeaway from me on this story. I mean, obviously we're all worried about Tracy Morgan, whether you like him or not.
Yeah.
But Walmart said, hey, listen, we're going to wait and see, what they... But it sure seems at this point that it is our fault and we will certainly stand behind it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? That's pretty stand up.
Yeah. It is.
And most people would hide behind their lawyers and just say no comment until we've seen more information. You know what? Kudos.
Yeah.
Good job.
So,
I still won't walk into a Walmart.
Well, the news from Walmart.
Good for them.
Walmart's running now into serious buzz. All of the members of the Walton family are among the 10 richest in America because the company their father founded has become so unbelievably successful. In so many ways, it's a great American story, even though in so many ways it's a horrible tragedy as to what blight it has lain on the downtowns of many communities because of what and how they operate and do business. I don't think it was Sam Walton's vision. I didn't get that out of... I think I remember... talking to him once, never met him personally, but I remember talking to him on the air once. Didn't really want to talk, but we more talked about his pickup truck than anything else. But the essence of what Walmart is now facing, thanks in a sense to our technology, most of the stuff nowadays, low prices, one-stop shopping, are just a few clicks away. On a tablet, on a computer, on a mobile phone.
My wife was buying, I get an email the other day about my eBay account being updated.
Yeah.
I was buying makeup on eBay.
Yeah.
Really?
What? Yeah.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Is it
Why
new?
Is it gross? It's new. Yeah, okay. No, it's not used. Dummy.
It's I was wondering, I'm like, that's disgusting.
No, used?
It?
No, it's new.
Makeup?
There's a makeup retailer. For new makeup. No, it's not used. It's new.
Like your wife
Good
has
Lord.
Some
sort She bought some
of,
underwear,
like,
too. Maybe that's used. I know you guys.
Oh, well, I didn't. I wasn't thinking about that. I was just thinking about how they have affected so many. Good for you, Jennifer.
I better check that new underwear she just got me.
So they have, and so I would think if that's the case with them as a retailer, I would think that there would be a, the same kind of thing would be befalling Target or any of the other big...
At least all the brick-and-mortar stores. That's why there's this big argument over whether buying online should remain
remain tax-free because it gives them an uncompetitive advantage.
But the smart stores, I was just at Target Friday night, they actually put signs up. Want more of a selection? Visit Target.com, blah, blah, blah.
The smart stores would say, and there are several stores doing this, buy online, pick it up here.
Right.
Yeah. So, let's think about this. If I could buy something at Walmart.com or Target.com or wherever.com, get it tax-free, drive to the store and pick it up, what a deal. Yeah. Who wouldn't do that?
And most people ship for free to the store, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting what's going on in the world, and I tell you the story about Walmart because it just reflects on what's going on in the retail world that we face every day.
Tracy Morgan, broken nose, broken femur, broken ribs, broken leg.
Mm.
We'll be in the hospital for several weeks. You expected to be, okay.
Right.
Here's the Walmart. This is a tragedy. Bill Simon, president of Walmart, said, "This is a tragedy, and we are profoundly sorry that one of our trucks was involved. The facts are continuing to unfold. If it's determined that our truck was caused this accident, Walmart will take full responsibility."
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great response, actually.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Whatever that means. I always love what people say.
It gave me a little bit of respect for somebody I didn't,
have a lot of respect for.
Yeah.
Speaking of respect, I just want to sort of play back along for a moment. This young lady, Madison Robinson, that we have met here on the Good Day program, a great entrepreneurial story. Shoes and a clothing line in Nordstrom's in Saks Fifth Avenue brings us around to our poll of the day today at DougStefan.com. You have your own business. A, yes, and it's the best thing I ever did. B, yes, and sometimes I think it was a huge mistake. C, yes, but I'm just getting started. D, I'm thinking about it, but haven't started it yet. E, I'd like to have one, but don't know what kind of business to start. F, no, I have no interest in running my own business. I've said this until I'm blue in the face.
I love that F is a no.
Yeah,
F,
right.
No.
Yeah.
That was very creative, Ken.
Nice going.
That's just a coincidence.
Right.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, think about this, and whether or not you have, I've said repeatedly for years and years and years, you need a garage business, you need a basement business, something that you do in addition to whatever your own way of making a living is now. A side business is great for tax consequences, gives you something to fall back on, and it needs to be something that you like to do. You could be sharpening saws for whatever. I mean, I found, as a matter of fact, this little guy who had a saw sharpening business in his cellar. And he's busy all the time, all weekend, nights and stuff. People bring their saws.
He has a saw sharpening business in his cellar.
Yes.
Saw sharpened cellar.
No, that doesn't sound like an axe murderer.
Our poll over the weekend of the top 10 radio topics of the week, which was number one in your opinion, looks like the VA hospital scandal made it number one. I said that I thought, Bergdahl became number one. I don't know that I thought it was the number one thing. I think the scandal was the number one thing the week before, for sure. But the thing, to go back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, this game show in Los Angeles and the impact that some of these horrible, violent videos have, I don't know and don't claim to know much about Slender Man. But
yeah,
what it did in terms of...
It didn't do anything. The kids were crazy. My kids have been spooked out by Slender Man, and they're not going around the neighborhood stabbing their friends.
These are 12-year-old girls.
Yeah, I know.
God.
Yeah.
Oof. I didn't,
Slender Man is just some guy when the kids are playing, I don't know what video game it is, but he just kind of like is hiding behind the tree or around the corner, and you never know when he's going to pop up, and it's like a boo thing.
Right.
So I don't know how they got this Slender Man made me do it thing.
Hmm. In a moment, we change our focus back to the medical world. We have four esteemed doctors who are on the staff here at the Good Day program. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff is one of them, and he brings us some thoughts about what's going on medically between the lines up next here on Good Day. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, "At my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for
me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastley Farm. Just go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Ladies and gentlemen, the horses are now approaching the gate. Every horse is anticipating. Every horse is waiting for the gate to close right behind it and for that bell to ring and for the gate to open up right in front of them. So what can they do? They can race. But here's what they don't know. What the odds are for each horse. Oh, yeah, the jockey knows, but the horse doesn't. The horse doesn't know if it's a favorite. The horse doesn't know if it's a long shot. The horse doesn't know the odds. And you know what? They don't care. They're going to do the best that they possibly can because that's the way they were bred. But, oh, boy, if that was us and we knew what the odds were placed on us for either winning or losing in life, we wouldn't let that impact us, wouldn't we? Well, you know what? Forget about it. Never ask anybody what the odds are. The odds are, right now, in your mind, forever, that you are a born winner, and you will win. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about Geico, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff joins us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of something from the world of medicine, something you may be experiencing, something you may have heard about. There's always another way of looking at science and the discoveries that are supposedly scientific. That's what Bruce, who has a great website, by the way, 818newback.com, which you might want to check out. Bruce always has a great way of turning things that may, what is it, turning a sow's ear into a silk purse. Is that something you can do, Bruce?
I don't know about that, but we are going to look between the lines today, and you know what we're going to find there is actually you.
Really?
And in a very nice way. I mean, what I want to talk about is, you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about measles and the fact that it seems to be a little bit on the rise in the United States, increasing cases. You know, no one can argue that measles hasn't been effective in reducing the number of deaths of children. It's down from 2.6 million deaths a year down to about 100,000. Now understand, this is virtually not at all in the United States. This is worldwide. And while these numbers have come way down, and these are World Health Organization statistics, I did find something between the lines that I thought was fascinating. And that's that the mortality rate of measles in developed countries is 0.1%. When you go to malnourished countries, the death rate is 20 to 30%.
Oof.
That means there's a 20 to 30,000 percent increase in the mortality rate due to hunger. So you kind of have to say, well, you know, is it measles killing people or is it hunger killing people? And so, you know, that's where you're lying between the lines, because your BuzzBox coffee program that's designed to try and, you know, install cows where people are malnourished so they can have food. I mean, that's the real key to fighting disease.
Yeah.
You can vaccinate a child for measles and protect them from measles. You feed them, you're protecting them with a stronger immune system from virtually, you know, thousands of other diseases just by virtue of feeding them.
And it's really amazing how important the gut is to your overall well-being, and the immune system is it. It is the key, and without proper nourishment, you're right. So thank you for mentioning the BuzzBox coffee, which you can find by going to the blue, the orange box at DougStephan.com. I hope you've taken. I don't know whether I've ever asked you whether you drink coffee or not. I don't remember whether you drink it or not. I've never seen
you. I do on occasion, and I will confess, if I hadn't signed up.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Forgot one very important thing, mate. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. You know, for having such a bleak outlook on pirates, you're well on your way to becoming one.
You ignored the rules of engagement in a fair fight. I'd kill you.
And that's not much incentive for me to fight fair, then, is it?
Johnny Depp's birthday is today. So we have the sounds from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. First one was The Curse of the Black Pearl. Which one of these, Chucker, do you think is the best? There have been, what, three now?
One.
Or four?
Easily.
Yeah, the first one. So what
yeah,
are they
the first
just...
one. The first two sequels, I were bloated bores, in my opinion. I had a lot of trouble sitting through them.
Really?
I barely watched the last one, but the first one by far is...
Johnny Depp is a bloated bore, isn't he?
Oh.
Let me ask you guys a question. Your favorite Johnny Depp movie?
I don't love Johnny Depp.
I don't have one. He doesn't do anything for me.
I'm going to go with Edward Scissorhands.
Really?
That was a good
one. If I had one, you'll laugh at this, but you probably understand it. I guess the Lone Ranger movie would have been the way he played it and what I know about what went on behind the scenes there. That kind of is why I think if there's any movie that he's been in that I found that I at least could watch and think it was an okay movie, that was it.
See, my favorite was 21 Jump Street, the TV show. Really? Not a movie. I don't know if it counts, but come on. Yeah. That was the best.
But the guy's he's very smart. And if he does another one of these, he walks away with $50 million from doing these. I mean, no matter whether they're good movies or not, from Chucker's perspective, they'll rack it up at the box office.
And you get to hang out on the beach for 6 months? I mean, come on. It's
right.
Well, he's going to do officially Alice in Wonderland 2. Coming back as the Mad Hatter. So that's going to be a huge. Well, you know, he has to question his bank account, that's for sure.
Yep. Let me ask you this, Chucker. Does Johnny Depp fill seats, or does the blockbusters that he participates in fill seats?
It's more the latter.
Can you make that statement or claim about Robert Downey Jr.? He seems to not be somebody they want to run out. They don't want to write it out. They don't want to write him out of the movies.
There's nothing. Here's the thing with Johnny Depp, in my opinion, where his career started to go a tiny bit wrong. He just did too many of the Tim Burton movies where you couldn't see him playing a real character anymore. He went to the well a few times too many.
Well, but is that really him?
That's a cartoon.
The other side of
that. That's right. He's a cartoon.
Is that really him? Yeah. Is my question. Chucker's got the box office totals for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
So what brought you in today?
Well, Doctor, whenever I get excited, I yodel.
Interesting. So if I said Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members up to $20 in surprise points. And if I were to say surprise points can be used on qualifying purchases both in-store or online. And the points are only valid until June 11th? Amazing!
I know. I'm not even Swiss.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts. And I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right, so Chucker, what did well this weekend at the box office?
This movie blew past tracking. The Fault in Our Stars, a love story about two young teens with terminal cancer. I know it sounds sort of somber, but I found the movie much more about life than death, and I thought it was very, very good. It did $48 million at the box office and tracked around 30. This is a major home run for 20th Century Fox because, one, the movie only cost $12 million to produce, but, two, it's extremely good, and I think it's going to have long legs well after its theatrical run. And I would say it's the best romantic drama I've seen since The Notebook, and I think it's going to have a long afterlife. The two stars have great chemistry, and I highly recommend it. I really liked it a lot. One of the year's best. Number two, Disney's Maleficent with Angelina Jolie, $33.5 million, $127 million in 2 weeks of release. Tom Cruise's The Edge of Tomorrow, I didn't get a chance to see it, $29 million, which is not great, but I know a lot of people who did and said it was really, really good. I think the studio totally botched the marketing campaign. Its budget, $170 million, so it's going to have to perform very well overseas. X-Men Days of Future Past placed fourth, $14 million, and The Million Days to Die in the West ran out the top five. That one, 7.8, just $30 million in 2 weeks.
So that's a bust.
Be a financial loser.
Yeah, that's a bust for him. But I think there's something about him that I just don't find likable. He seems so smug. Whatever it is.
He's got a weird life right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but I heard the movie was great.
I didn't even want to go see the Tom Cruise movie because it sounded. I didn't want to watch him chopping up a bunch of aliens. But maybe there's more. I watched.
Sounds great.
Yeah, good.
Maybe you should use a Nutribullet.
59 past the hour. Good day.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.